silence.
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Prey Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 91 of Nerd Pride Radio. 91, one of my favorite numbers in the world. You know why? Because it's 13 times 7, that's why. It's awesome. It's like a prime number, but it's not really a prime number. You can't use the standard simple sieve to kind of sort this one out. You actually have to do some calculation, and it's the first one you really have to calculate for, because 77 doesn't count, because 77 is kind of obvious. So 91, one of my favorite numbers. I love 91. But enough of that. Ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I am awesome! My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comic nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's like 7 other kinds of nerd I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerdy stuff that just won't fit in my head anymore. My co-host this week is my nephew Gabe.
Hey!
He's awesome. And he has a mohawk. And any of you who used to listen to Animal Ball, he's actually just like Kyle, but younger, cuter, and cooler. So, yeah, be jealous. He's awesome. And, as always, you are listening to the best-smelling podcast on the internet. That's right. Nerd Pride Radio smells exactly like Texas after the rain, because that's where we are, and that's what it's been doing. So, welcome aboard. Before we get into the meat of it, really quick, it's time for another installment of our all-too-frequent segment, Mike Was Wrong. In fact, this is a double Mike Was Wrong, because first off, I talked about Bruce Jenner and pronouns and talked about how we should be referring to Bruce Jenner as she, and as it turns out, I was wrong. Mrs. Dark's Sarah Beth pointed out to me that Bruce Jenner in an interview said actually at this moment he prefers to still use masculine pronouns despite the fact that he is transitioning to be a woman, and so therefore I should have done my research and I was wrong. I was very wrong. Yeah, thank you, Dad. That's also my dad. You probably can't hear him in the background. He's around the corner, but he's just making fun of me because, you know, nerds and all. The other Mike was wrong is the other day I was questioning Aiden about a test that he took. And he said, no, don't worry, I aced it. And I said, oh, that's awesome. I'm thrilled. And I said, well, what'd you get exactly? He says, well, he said, I don't know what I got, but I'm sure I aced it. He said, I missed one or two. And I said, well, if you missed one or two, you didn't ace it, did you? And he said, well, yeah. And so we argued about the definition of aced. And to my mind, aced means perfect, perfect score. And Aiden says, no, aced means you got an A. I'm like, no, you're full of crap. That is no, I've been using the word aced for years. And so we went and we looked it up online. And sure enough, very first definition, dictionary definition that comes up for aced is getting an A or equivalent school assignment or test or something. I'm like, there's no way. How can I be that wrong? So I turned to my wife, and my wife agrees with me, so technically that makes me only half wrong. But either way, I told Aiden I would put it on here, and so I have. And that's it. So, you know what? We're going to skip the meticulously plotted portion of the podcast, because I'm on vacation, I'm in Texas, I have Gabe here, and if the podcast comes off weird, echoey, buzzy, I'm recording in my mom's kitchen. So I have no idea how the sound's going to be on this. I hope it's all workable. We'll find out. But in the meantime, if we're going to skip the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast, you know what that means it's time for? Do you? No. It's time for the Pod-O-Matic! Awesome. And that's my mom. Hot dog! This is the Nerd Pride Radio Podomatic at the end of every cast, or at the beginning in this particular case. I bring out R2 in his fully pimped out Podomatic bubble. He rolls up random topics for me to talk about. Where do these topics come from, you ask? Gabe was just asking. Well, that is where you he wasn't really. That's where you come in. You want to hear me haver on about something? You send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums, and I will add it to my Podomatic list. Podomatic is about whatever you want it to be. And our first number is, it's 94. You know what? I should have this list ready. Hold on. Here we go. 94. Let's see. This one is from Billy Bob. Okay. I'll let you take this one, Gabe. If you lived in an infinitely tall tower, what floor would your apartment be on?
I don't, that's a hard question, but I would have to say,
it's an infinitely tall tower.
See, I understand. Like, would I want to be on a really high floor? Because then I have to go down really, really far. Would the number have to mean something to me? I don't know. I'm 75.
Okay. I would. Now, my gut says I would want to have the entire 76th floor to myself just so I can be close to Gabe, but that's not true. The floor I would be on is whatever one is closest to the movie theaters. I think that would be the most convenient for me. That would be a lot of fun. Because here's the thing. If I'm in an infinitely tall tower, I assume I never have to leave the tower. It's infinitely tall. There will be theaters. There will be hydroponic farms in there. There's going to be grocery stores, entertainment. There will be swimming pools, tennis courts. There will be all sorts of anything you want. It's an infinitely tall tower.
At that point, wouldn't you just want to live in wherever you... Like, wouldn't you just want to live in the movie theaters? Like...
No, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be a nomad in the infinitely tall tower. I will be a wanderer carrying all of my possessions on my back, just traveling from floor to floor. That's what I would do. And I would bring Gabe with me.
But would you use the elevator?
Oh. Actually, here's the thing. In an infinitely tall tower, there's going to have to be multiple elevators. Because you can't have an elevator. I mean, honestly, how are you going to manage cables that go up an infinitely high distance? Therefore, there would have to be multiple elevators. That'd be a whole system of... Did you ever play the Sim elevator game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, Sim elevator, where once you built your tower too tall, you had to have like a sky lobby, and then you had to have a second set of elevators going up from there. It would be like that. And I think, yeah, sometimes I would take the elevators, but, you know, most of the time I'd be working these massive calves and taking the stairs, because I'm, you know, I'm athletic like that. Everyone who knows me would tell you that. That is my mom laughing. I have nothing else to add. Sorry, I'm fumbling around because I forgot to number this on my list. I didn't mean to keep you guys waiting. All right, there we go. That was number one. Hey, save us, R2. All right, 29. Back up to the top of the list. And I don't know how long we're going to go. This could be 20 minutes. This could be an hour. Like I say, we're recording at an odd time in an odd space, so we'll see how it pans out for us. Hey, number 29 is from Ronster. Ron says, all right, if you could have any mint-condition car of the same make and model of a car that you have owned in the past, what would you choose? What would you choose, Gabe?
Well, seeing as how I haven't owned a car in the past...
Right, because you're 13. Oh, right. I mock you for that.
See, this would be a problem for me.
Okay, you know what? Then you have free reign. You can pick whatever car you want.
Any make and model. See, I was thinking like an old Mustang. Like, 96.
Okay.
Mustang.
I'm cool with that. All right. Yeah. If I were going to have a mint condition car of the same make and model of a car I have owned in the past, I have three cars to choose from. Because I currently drive a Ford Taurus. Previously, it was a Ford Escort. Before that, a Honda CRX. And before that, a Toyota Corolla, which I didn't even really own because that was my dad's car. Which, by the way, he bought for like $3,600 and sold for like $3,000. It was an awesome car. But it also had no air conditioning and no FM radio, so that's not the car I would want. I would probably take the Ford Escort. I love that Ford Escort. I drove that thing until it completely collapsed and fell apart on me. I know it's a cheap little piece of crap car. I understand that. But mint condition? I mean, seriously, a mint condition 1994 Ford Escort? That thing's got to be worth like $5,000 in today's money. Oh, how can anyone pass that up? Right, Gabe? How could anyone pass that up?
it wouldn't be my choice.
Apparently Gabe can pass that up. That's all right. 87. 87 is... There it is. It's from Ronster again. Ron says, what is one overused word you would banish from existence? Word or phrase that you absolutely hate and you would make people stop saying.
I really hate the word swag.
Nice. Why particular? All right, who do you know that uses the word swag?
Okay, Marnie, my sister.
Oh, your annoying sister.
Yes.
That doesn't narrow it down, I know.
and all of her friends use the word swag and swagger.
Ew. Yeah.
As a joke, but still.
You know what I hate about the word swagger? Is everyone feels like they have to use it in modern music, and the only thing they can rhyme it with is Jagger. And that drives me batty. But me, I would just get rid of the word literally, because literally, there's this whole literally meaning being used now to mean figuratively, and so it's become its own opposite. And I don't really mind it so much. It used to annoy me a lot, but now I'm just tired of the debate, and I'm tired of people pointing it out, and so therefore I would just cross that one off. Oh, I guess we're done. 28. My dad says paradigm. Why? Why, Dad? Apparently, the word paradigm, overused, and stupid. No, that's probably true.
I never used that word.
No, that's true. All right, number 28 is from Daz. And Daz says, when will I be able to print a 3D bike? I don't know. Pretty soon. I mean, I don't know if you can 3D print rubber tires, but I assume you can. Now, it depends.
Even without the tires, I mean, if you can print the whole base.
Did you see the video that Jacob was showing us?
Yeah.
With the 3D printing with the magnets, and they just basically lift the thing up out of the... like a liquid pool of this magnetized plastic something or other. I don't even know what it was. And the way they run the magnets on it, the hook just lifts up out of this liquid, and whatever it is that they're printing just forms. It just makes itself out of the material and just lifts up as is. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, 3D print a bike, I guess pretty soon, but, at home? I don't know. Those are some pretty expensive materials. But I would assume that if you really, really, really wanted a 3D printed bike, there are people who could do it right this second. So it's not that impressive anymore. Weird. Which, never mind. I was going to go into some more. I'm just being silly. 96. Didn't we just do 96?
No, we did like 91.
96. There it is. 96 from Ronster again. Monster says, all right, if you had to choose to become one of your characters from D&D or Pathfinder, or I'll give you an opening, any game that you've played, but if you had to be one of your characters from a role-playing game and finish out your days, your whole life lived as that character, which one would you choose? Mine's easy, so you guys already know my answer. I don't even have to tell you.
When I was really way younger and I was starting Pathfinder, I played...
Wait, remember that he's not old enough to drive yet, so he's talking way back when he was really young in the good old days. Go ahead.
I played a genie.
That's true, you did. You played through Rise of the Rune Lords as a genie.
Yes. And I named him Copcorn.
Nice.
Which at the time I realized was stupid. But I still named him that.
But I dig that.
He was pretty badass.
Nice.
And
personality? Did he have one?
Yeah.
Or was it really just your personality because you were so little?
No, it was different. But, because all I really wanted to do was get out there and kill stuff.
Yeah.
So he kind of had the personality of, he didn't care what he was doing, he just wanted to kill stuff.
Very cool. You have a great answer. Obviously, mine is going to be Dothan. If I had to be one of my characters, don't have that many to choose from, and Dothan is the only happy character I've ever created. So she's happy all the time, and she's charming and charismatic and talented and all that stuff. And so if I had to be a D&D character, it would be that one. And technically, she's not a D&D character. She's a Pathfinder character, but still, you guys get the point. So that's my answer. 32 is from Ronster again. Ron, let other people get a shot in here, buddy. We got, if it were possible to give the ability to speak to any species of animal, so all of them can talk now, which one would you choose?
See, that's a hard question, because it would have to be something that I see often, because like, I don't want to choose like blue whale, because how often do you see a blue whale? But like, which one do you have the most questions for? I was thinking something like a dog, which sounds kind of like a lame answer, but...
No, I was thinking dog as well.
You have but... it... You're, like, if you own a dog, it's in your house all the time, you see it all the time. And sometimes you're wondering what it's thinking when it's doing this stupid stuff, running around your house, chewing up stuff.
You don't think that'd just be annoying?
I would like to see its answers on things. It would be annoying.
I mean, honestly, in your house, I mean, you guys have, what, 5 dogs?
Yes.
So it would be like permanently having 5 younger siblings who can all talk to you all the time.
Yeah, and then when they go out in the backyard, they're going to, like, bark. Or, like, instead of barking, they're just going to, like, shout, hey, hey, at stuff. But,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Gabe already has 4 younger siblings, so, and 3 older ones. So, yeah, it would just be like 5 more kids in your house. I mean.
Yeah, but these ones we can lock up in a kennel, so.
Right, because right now you can only do that with Jack.
Right.
So, okay, all right, I'll give you that one. I was going to go with apes. If I pick a particular species, I'll say orangutan, just because I like them. I think they would be a lot of fun, because, orangutans that can talk, and I've told you guys this on the podcast before, but orangutans that can talk generally tend to say stuff like, hey, come on, let's play. Hey, tickle me. Come on, chase me. That's what they do. Which is also like having an annoying younger sibling, but I don't have an orangutan.
Yeah,
so.
Like if you don't own the orangutan, it wouldn't bother you. I mean, you just go to the zoo and visit it every once in a while.
Right, see, exactly. I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here running through the most annoying possibilities I can think of. And I was going to say, I don't know, like some kind of vermin, like rats. Imagine if rats could talk. And then, so not only are they all over, they're even more annoying and bothersome than they already are. And you get to the point where people are going to feel bad about killing them because they can talk. Even though really, just get rid of them. You should kill rats even if they can't talk.
I mean, I think that's a good answer.
Unless they're the rats of Nim. Those you can let live. 48. I'm sorry, that's a lot of silence for me finding a number. Oh, Ronster. Ronster is very popular on this podcast. Ronster has, and look, you guys, seriously, you guys only have yourselves to blame because you're not contributing enough stuff. I got a whole bunch of new ones from my wife this week. And a few more from Ronster. But yeah, right now Ron is running about a third of all the entries we have. So he's running above average on today's podcast, but you know, this is about it. So 48 is what I just said, and 48 is Mike Jones, he says to me by name. It is almost the end of May. Yes, it is. Any interesting plans for when you abandon us this summer? Aha! See, I fooled you. I'm not abandoning you, or at least not yet. I mean, look, school's out, and I recorded the podcast already. School's still out. I'm on vacation with my family, and I'm recording another podcast. I think maybe I've turned this thing around. I don't know if you know this, but every summer up till now, it gets to the last week of school, and usually a week or two before school ends, I just quit recording, and then I keep meaning to record, and then I don't do it again until school starts in the fall. But I'm changing up my game. I think I can swing it this time. We'll see. I don't know if I can make one every week all summer long, but I'm going to try. And, in fact, I was counting things up. If I can continue recording every week and not miss more than one or so, then come Gen Con, I could do my 100th episode from Gen Con, which I think would be the coolest thing in the world.
That would be awesome.
See? I know. When's your dad taking you to Gen Con? Oh, that's right. He's not because he doesn't love you. I forgot.
Right.
89.
We just did 88.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, every night I think that the numbers stick, but it like switches down and then comes back up, and so I don't know. He has favorite numbers. R2 is fickle that way. This is from my wife, Lisa. Lisa says, what triggers anger in you? Oh, well, that's a devious
question.
Your
answer better not be Gabe, because that is...
Gabe.
Oh, that was... That burned. That was not...
Anger? People who intentionally aren't doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, sometimes that's my kids, like Aiden, who's right here now.
Hi.
Sometimes that's coworkers who, I mean, they're intentionally, something that they should have been doing, something that you've reminded them a million times to do, and yet then they shirk out of it, and they leave you stuck holding the bag. Yeah, that makes a guy angry. People not fulfilling their part, which is ironic, because I'm kind of unreliable. So, you know, I mean, this is really just the pot calling the kettle black, I think. What about you, Gabe? What makes you angry? Go ahead, Marnie.
I was going to say my siblings just irritating me. The younger ones. The older ones don't really talk to me. They're just sitting in their room all the time. But, yeah, the younger siblings just walking around bothering people on purpose because they're bored.
Oh, yeah, and always breathing and existing.
And not being in the kennel.
Oh, creepy. Good callback. Did you have anything to add to that one?
Oh, no.
Okay, R2 is going to buzz in on us. 48. We already did 48. 27. 27 is us from my wife again. All right. Lisa says, I know. She's a good woman. Says, what would your dream job be? You want to answer this one first?
Yeah. I don't know. I really like nature, so I'd like to like work at a state park or a national park.
Nice.
Which would be really cool.
That'd be really cool. Doing what? Just as a general Parks and Rec guy, the park ranger?
Yeah, like the park ranger, but more like the outdoor like park ranger.
Right. The guys that are doing the cleanup and the maintenance and the making arrangements for stuff and coming to teach my scouts things, because we always call those guys in to do the nature badges and that kind of stuff. Cool. I would want to do something that I enjoy, but that pays way more than something I enjoy should pay. I mean, you know, like, I like working with kids. I wouldn't mind being a teacher. I would love being a high school science teacher, for example. I would just need to get paid a lot more for it. Not that I get paid all that much right now, I suppose. Or I would love to own a comic book / gaming store, obviously.
And that would
be fun. I could run gaming sessions and do all sorts of cool, fun things. But it would be one that makes lots of money and isn't in danger of being put out of business by the internet at all times, because that's really kind of what's happening to a lot of game stores now. Is it's hard to make a living. Not that it was ever easy to make a living owning a game store, but it's rough. So I don't know, something like that. This question makes me uncomfortable. I'm gonna move off of it. There we go. Five is from Zimny Pot. Zimny is my only Swedish listener that I know of. I'm saying that for Gabe's benefit. I know you guys know that already. What is your favorite fighting game?
I don't know.
All right, Jacob, what's your favorite fighting game?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom
2. Tatsunoko versus Capcom 2. That is Jacob's favorite fighting game. Do you not play video games?
No,
you call yourself a 13-year-old? What is wrong with you, Gabe?
See, okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, I'll say Super Smash Brothers. I have no problem with that. I love Smash Brothers.
We got a Wii U 3 months ago or so, and last month we bought the new Smash Bros. And it's really awesome.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say that for now.
Yeah, I say that only because it's the only fighting game I ever play, because I'm too old for video games. I've never been good at learning combos and maneuvers, and so therefore I like button masher fighting games like Smash Brothers, where I can just go in and just jam buttons
until
things happen.
You can just go in and
press
A a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jacob just gave me the double flip-off, because apparently he thinks Super Smash Brothers takes way more talent than that. And he's probably right.
I mean, if you're trying to, like, train at it.
But fortunately, I only play against 9-year-olds, so what do I care? 09 is almost 49. It fell over. 09 is... Oh, there it is. It's from Humongous. Humongous says, do you consider Pluto a planet or a planetoid? You go ahead and answer first, Gabe, and then I'll tell you why you're wrong. No, go ahead.
Oh, you can tell me I'm wrong either way.
Well, no. Do you consider it a planet or a planetoid?
I consider it a planetoid.
You're wrong. But... okay? And let me tell you why. Because first off, my listeners have heard me say this a million times. Yes, it's my dad. He doesn't want to get on the mic because, you know, it would bring down his cool factor. But he can sit in the background and make fun of me. No, Pluto is a planet. Pluto has always been a planet. A planet is any celestial body that circles the sun and is large enough to collapse into a roughly spherical shape under its own gravity. And therefore, Pluto eminently qualifies. And in fact, Pluto and Ceres, which is currently considered its moon, are actually both big enough to be considered a double planet system, which makes them doubly cool. And the fact that they're called dwarf planets now instead of regular planets still makes them planets. Planetoid would be, I don't know, anything that's... I don't even know what the official definition of planetoid is. Hold on. Sorry, I hit pause in the middle of my own sentence. Turns out planetoid is... Wikipedia agrees with Gabe, but honestly, how reliable is Wikipedia?
I mean, but who says or, I didn't just go on Wikipedia
or
and replace the
how
answer?
How reliable is the Astronomical Society of whatever the official body is? They agree with Gabe as well. All right. Astronomy agrees with Gabe. They're all wrong, and so are you if you side with them on this one.
He's using his old man logic.
Right. Planetoid is anything that circles the sun that isn't a planet, but also isn't a comet. So actually, planetoid would cover all the dwarf planets, but it would also cover the stuff that isn't even round yet. So the asteroids and other stuff out there would all be considered planetoids. And so therefore, Pluto would fall into that category if it weren't actually a planet, which it is. So there you go. I win. You can roll your eyes all you want, but yeah, I didn't hear you refuting it, so I must be a winner. Number is 51.
Maybe because R2 interrupted me, but
whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. That question's done. R2 already spoke.
Oh,
I wish we could go back, but we can't. Yeah, you don't know the rules. It's not your fault. 51 is from Zimny again. Hey, Zim. Zimny says, what's the weirdest food combination that you've ever tried and really liked?
And liked?
Yes.
See, that makes it harder, because... I've tried some pretty weird food combinations that are horrible.
What do you got, Jake?
Common in our family is peanut butter, bacon, and mayo.
Yeah, peanut butter, bacon, and Miracle Whip sandwiches. Those are awesome. I personally don't consider that to be very unusual, but maybe you do. What about you, Gabe?
What food did I like that I...
Unusual food combination. Any food that you would eat that other people would look at you and go, oh my god, you put that together? Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you have to explain to them,
okay,
no,
so,
it's good, I swear.
I have some weird things. I put some weird things on my sandwich sometimes. Like, I'll do, like, lunch meat and then peanut butter sometimes.
Okay.
It's a weird combination, but it's really good.
I completely believe you. I put bacon with my peanut butter. So, and you know why? You know why I put bacon with my peanut butter?
Why?
Because there used to be a sandwich spread made by Oscar Mayer. And it came in a tube, and it had a little hole punched in the side, and you'd squeeze the sandwich spread out of the tube. And it was peanut butter in the tube with little chunks of bacon in it.
Oh.
It was a bacon peanut butter spread that Oscar Mayer made to put on your sandwiches.
Yeah, that actually sounds really good.
And I heard about that in the History of Sandwiches, which I saw on the History Channel, back when the History Channel actually covered history. And I thought that sounded so awesome that that's what we put together. And it was spectacular. Oh, it was so good. And I put it with a little bit of Miracle Whip because when I was a kid, my dad, who's over there making fun of us, used to make peanut butter and Miracle Whip sandwiches, which he swore was a thing and we thought was awesome when we tried it. I don't know if it was really a thing or if it was just that, you know, that hungry guy desperation of putting together anything that you find in the fridge and seeing if it makes a sandwich. And it usually does. That's the magic of it. I'm trying to think if I've got any unusual food combinations. Really, but yeah, I don't know. I never think that they're that unusual. Like lately, Yeah, when we have cheeseburgers at home. I'll skip the bun because, you know, I'm on a diet, so I want the burger. And then, oh, yeah, we're also having chips and baked beans with the burger, so I'll chop up my burger. And then I'll put just a little bit of baked beans over the top, crumble up my few chips that I actually get with my diet, and then a little ketchup and some cheese over the top. And it's my little cheeseburger salad with no actual greens in it to make it a salad. So that means it tastes good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. I mean...
Yeah, see, exactly. Exactly my point. So you would love it if you tried it.
Right.
I trust that you have good taste. 31. I think this is going to be the end. I know we're only a half hour into this, but we've still got listener betrayal to do, and Gabe is supposed to be home by 9. I think they're going to be upset with him. So I stole him away. So 31 is from Zimny again. Zimny can round this out with, what is the most positive example of human ingenuity? Most positive example of human ingenuity. Gabe is stumped, but so am I. So this is one I would really have to think about to come up with a good answer. This is a really tough... Uh-oh. Someone accidentally hit R2. Sorry about that. I guess we're doing one more. 77 is from Billy Bob. Okay. Greatest underrated comedy of recent decades. Please tell me that MacGruber is at least in your top 10. So, most underrated comedy of recent decades. You got a comedy that you think is brilliant, but most people either don't recognize it, haven't watched it, or they think it's stupid and they just don't recognize the brilliance of it.
See, we watch a lot of comedies.
Yes. All right. While he's thinking, I'm going to tell you right now that I have never seen MacGruber, so I can't put it in my top 10.
It is good.
It is good?
Yes, I have seen it.
Okay. And yeah, Jacob says it is, and I've been hearing from lots of people that MacGruber is absolutely brilliant. It's the kind of thing that I should really be watching, and I haven't yet. So, okay, I'll put it on my list. I'll watch that one. In the same vein as that, Jacob also tells me I really, really, really need to watch Hot Rod.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've also never seen Hot Rod. Who just
whoa,
said,
whoa,
oh, yeah.
Wait. You still haven't seen Hot Rod?
No, I haven't seen Hot Rod yet. That's Aiden. The Australian comedy, The Castle, which is only underrated in this country because it's an Australian movie. But I love The Castle. I keep telling you guys to watch it. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Make your dad watch The Castle with you. I think you would enjoy it, Gabe. You got anything yet?
See, I can't think of any. I have a reverse one, which is we watched a while back. We watched The Interview. And everybody was talking about how good it was, and we didn't like it at all.
Okay.
So
that's the opposite.
It's the opposite as well.
That would be overrated comedy.
They don't watch underrated comedies because they only watch good comedies.
Oh.
Wait, that's not true. We watch a lot of underrated comedies.
Okay.
Hold on.
I would also say The Ref. If you've never seen Dennis Leary in The Ref, that thing is hysterical. It never hit it big. Lots of people seem to know about it, but I don't think it ever got the credit it deserved. The Ref was brilliant and really, really funny. One of my favorite comedies of all time, My Cousin Vinny. I don't know what you think about My Cousin Vinny. I don't know what the general public thinks about it. But me personally, I love My Cousin Vinny. Every time it comes on, I have to stay and watch it. I have to watch it all the way to the end because I have to see the final courtroom scene and see Marissa Tomei come out and do the whole cross-examination. I love that movie. I'm very... I think lots of people know it. I don't know how well they think of it. Maybe it's gotten better with hindsight. I don't know. Still got anything to add yet?
I don't.
That's okay. Yeah, Lisa. She's asking a question over there. Yeah, Vince Vaughn. Happy Accidents? Oh, that thing is brilliant. I think I've mentioned Happy Accidents before, but if you haven't seen that, was it Vince Vaughn or was it Vincent D'Onofrio? Okay, they're the same person. It was also Marissa Tomei, wasn't it? Yeah. Happy Accidents, and it's funny, and it's got funny parts, but it's also not a comedy at the same time. Great movie. great movie, and I don't even know if it's underrated because no one's ever seen it. No one knows that it exists. Go watch Happy Accidents. Lisa is absolutely right. You guys need to get on that. You would love that movie. Just trust me, I don't care who you are, you would love that movie. It's spectacular. But you know what? We are completely done with the Podomatic. We have got to get moving on, and therefore, the only thing left for this segment is for GLaDOS to come out and give us a recap of the show so far. Go on, GLaDOS.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you. That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk, and there's been no other bumper music, so I have no more credits for those. If you want to get your very own pocket mod, which I didn't even mention my pocket mod this week, but if you want your very own pocket mod, head over to pocketmod.com. Instructions for printing and folding your own Pocket Mod for free. If you want to do something nice for my podcast, recommend it to a friend. If you enjoy it, spread the word, let other people enjoy it. Don't forget to check out the free games I have available on my free games page, Instant Game, Animal Ball Melee, Sandbox Hill. Most of that written by your dad, by the way. I don't know. Has he ever shown you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's never shown you any of that stuff because he doesn't love you. We've already covered that. Two-thirds of a dozen others, all free, all awesome, all the time. If you want to contact me, you can always email me at mike@nerdprideradio.com. I promise I will actually respond to you. Or you can find me on Twitter where my handle is @nerdprideradio. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. Click like. It takes 9 seconds. Not even that. You can do that for a buddy, right? But to be totally honest,
totally honest?
Yes. The best way to get in touch with me is to sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/forums. You sign up there, you send me a message, we will hang out together and become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. And with the credits all finished, the only thing left is listener betrayal. Before every podcast, I go in and I post up to let you guys know I'm recording. If you've got anything to add while I am speaking to you, that's your chance to do it. So let me go on over to my forums and see what we've got. Ooh, there's some responses. We're good on that. Done. Close out the thread. And the first one is from Talvin. Talvin says, oh, Talvin. Talvin says, I got nothing. Sorry. Must be too tired over the holiday weekend. The holiday's tomorrow. You haven't even gotten to the holiday yet. Too tired over the holiday weekend, or perhaps I didn't plan on having any more episodes until the fall. Oh, ye of little faith and lesser knowledge. I was here for you. I'm doing it. But you know what? No. It's a fair cop. I get it. I've let you down too many times in the past. You were afraid to get your hopes up. I understand. I'm not going to hold it against you, honestly. Stan, on the other hand, then posts and says, how much longer do you think you'll be able to continue these shenanigans? Oh. Well, that depends on what you mean. Do you mean how much longer can I continue before the summer finally gets me and I have to stop making podcasts? I don't know. I think I'm going to make it the whole summer.
Nah.
Oh, whoa! My own flesh and blood.
I know. I'm going to have to doubt you on that.
Man. All right. Let me see if I can address this. The problem before is that my process for recording these podcasts was always my family goes to school during the week. I'm home. And so, therefore, I have my lunch hours to myself. And so I take short lunches all week long. And then on Thursday or Friday each week, I would then take a two-hour lunch in order to record a podcast. And that's how I would record, is I would record while no one else is in the house, nothing else is going on. It's just me and you guys and the microphone and R2, obviously. Can't forget R2. And that was my process. And so times when I didn't have that free time, because, well, when I take my lunches over the summer, my family is there. It was hard to record with my family home because, well, I just wanted to spend time with my family. But what I've been working on, and you guys have been seeing it over the last how many months, is that, you know, Aiden's on more often. You're hearing Lisa on the podcast more often. I've got Gabe here. I've been recording at home and not doing it over my lunch hour. And then that way, I'm kind of in the spirit of being able to record at home, being able to make time for it, have the kids on, and work around stuff. I think I've gotten better at it. I still, yeah, you're right. I'm probably going to quit after another week, but we'll see. Because I'm still going to be here in Texas next week. So, I don't know. All bets are off on whether or not I'm actually getting another one recorded. If you mean how long can I continue these shenanigans, as in how long can I keep up a podcast at all? Like maybe I'm getting too old for this. Is that what you're trying to say, Stan? Because I'm a little bit insulted if that's the case. I mean, shenanigans. I'm doing serious work here. I'm doing God's work. I am insulted. I don't know. Until it stopped being fun. That's what Kyle and I did the Animal Cast for 3 years. I don't remember. We got up to like 120 episodes. We did it for 3 years, and our idea on it was we would record a podcast, and then we would stop recording whenever it stopped being fun. And so it got to the point where, yeah, you know what, with our kids, with our jobs, we were putting in too much work for it, or not enough work for it in some cases, and it got to the point where it felt like a chore. It felt like, oh, God, we have to do it again. All right, fine, we'll put it together. And we had a great time when we recorded, and we had some really funny material, but it got to be where it was work to set it up, to actually get to it. So if that ever happens to me here on Nerd Pride, if I ever stop having fun talking to you guys, then okay, yeah, I'll probably put it aside for a while or forever. Who knows? But even when I've put it aside for months at a time, I always come back to it because I'm compelled. I feel a need. I love talking to you guys. I love doing this. So I don't know. Depending on how you ask the question, either hopefully all summer, or if it's the other version of the question, then I don't know, years. Could be forever. We'll find out. And then the last thing is, it says done. That's all I got. Short listener betrayal this time, guys. Say goodnight, Gabe.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, R2.